Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The stars listen to this show. As a matter of fact, they participate on it. That's where that Ricky Rosé came from. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Mike and I are up here at Flowery Branch today, kind of taking it all in. Mike was Mike Wallace earlier.
Again, I asked two questions.
That's not what I heard. Apparently, Mike was grilling our offensive coordinator about the processes of how this is going down. You did not like some of the things that he was answering and the way he was saying it.
D-Led takes a picture of me in the media room looking, okay, disgusted.
Yeah.
But it just, you know.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I heard you said.
But it just, you know, it just happened to be that 1 second, you know. I mean, just like, you know, I got bitter beer face.
So do you feel satisfied with what he said to answer your question?
I mean,
and what was your question?
The question was, the first question was about streamlining the offense and trying to make things simpler for Michael Penix, or is it simply they're just not executing?
Okay.
You know, and he says basically they're not executing. And he had talked earlier because Josh Kendall asked a question of The Athletic about what happened Sunday, and he basically said it was a comedy of errors at times, and some of that was true. But then later on I asked him about, you know, the dismissal of Ike Hilliard. I said, was there a disconnect in the offensive side of the building and it led to his dismissal? And he said he likes Ike, had a great relationship, and it basically, that's a question for the coach.
He would not answer it.
Correct.
Okay. And we will ask Coach again to try to get further information on this process that they went through to say, hey, this is where we need to go.
Right? Because he was, you know, we kept saying yesterday, and it was accurate because he is wide receiver coach, but he was also passing game coordinator.
Right.
And the passing game obviously has been terrible because nobody's scoring touchdowns. But it is interesting because, you know, Coach Morris contends that it was performance-based.
Right.
Well, again, we'll let you guys hear it from Coach's mouth a little bit later. But it is interesting, though. I said, wonder if there was a disconnect with the wide receiver coach. Said, love Ike. He did a great job for us, did Zach Robinson.
Okay. And look, I it's never personal, right? It can be. But in this situation, if you wanted to do this, you could obviously say, look at the results. It's not there, and this is why we're doing this. Or is there something else to this? And that's what Mike and I are saying. Is there something else to this because the offensive coordinator is not willing to go in and expand on why this move was made? If this was a team decision, which we don't know, that should have included the offensive coordinator, who this guy was working with every week to devise a game plan to attack these teams.
Right.
So we will get more from Ra. He's going to join us within the hour. Stay there. Exclusively here on this radio station. Nobody else brings it to you like we do here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Reminder, we are out in Athens on Friday. Georgia getting ready for Bama. We are super excited. Hanging out at one of our favorite places. Johnny, our man up there at Grindhouse, thank you so much. We'll be there from 2 to 6. It's a special edition of the show. A few guests will stop by as well. We'll continue to break down Bama and Georgia. If you're in the air, you're in Athens, you're heading there, stop by. Grindhouse is a great spot. We love it. And we'll be there on Friday, man. So Lumpkin Street location.
Right, I was going to say, right on Lumpkin. And, I mean, there's real juice on this one. Yes, Alabama losing the first game of the season takes a little bit of the win out of the sails. But I think chance for Kirby to, you know, improve that record to two wins as head coach of Georgia, right, against Alabama.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that a lot of fans are curious to see if the passing game, you know, there's some loose ends that need to be tightened up, certainly against Tennessee. Because I think if you're an Alabama fan, you feel that Georgia, you know, maybe give up the big home run ball the way Tennessee got it, because you got better wide receivers than the ball's out.
Yeah, you do. Look, I think the spread is about right, Mike.
Yeah, 3.5. Right.
I think that, and look, I'll tell you right now, I like the Dogs. They're just hard to beat at home. But if they don't give up these explosive plays, and I think some of that's going to get fixed, we know. This is a great learning experience for them. And I don't think they're going to be down 21-7 at home, Mike. I don't feel like that's what's going to happen like they were on the road against Tennessee. But can't wait to get up there on Friday and talk to all the people and get a vibe in Athens. It should be a great weekend. All right, guys, you can hit us up, 404-726-0929. Follow Mike, by the way. He's on social media, Mike Bell, ATL. And I'm going to put him up, see Dukes, and this radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Again, Raw on the way. Player segment as well coming up between now and 4 o'clock. But it all just depends on what time they get done with practice. As soon as they do, we will let you know what's going down with all of that and the timing of it so you can be here. But I would suggest you don't go anywhere. Right now, though, let's get to 4th and 1. So what happens when your team struggles is people get fired. Then the next thing that happens is your play calling duties get relinquished. That has happened already in a couple of places. Now, in the situation with the Titans, Brian Callahan is the head coach, but he's also calling the plays, but not anymore. He's stepping away. And remember, we saw the Titans here in joint practices. They got a young quarterback. I told you guys that week, no disrespect, but I was not impressed with Cam Ward. He did not leave here after those 2 days and me going, oh, my God, you guys, this is the next big thing. He was very inconsistent, felt like he was just trying to fire everything in there, make it happen. You've seen him throw some bad picks, but he's a rookie. He's got to be developed. But I bring this up to say, Mike, if this thing continues to go this way with us, the next thing is if you keep Zach on staff, you relinquish the play-calling duties and somebody else takes that over.
Well, then it becomes T.J. Yates because there's really nowhere else to go with it, isn't there?
And that is something I hope we don't get to that, guys, because then we're really – talking about some major issues.
Right, because that's the thing. When you remove, you know, as we say, there's, you know, if you want to, whether you feel it's a fall guy, eventually you run out of dudes. And then eventually it's the head coach. He falls through the trap door. And that's a decision that will be made by Arthur Blank. But Tennessee, 0-3, have not scored a lot of points. Their most points they scored was 20 in a losing effort to Indy. Houston, that's a wonderful game because Houston's a grinding team.
They are.
I mean, but that division is tough to watch as a whole.
Aesthetically.
You know, but we'll see where that one goes. But, yeah, it's there gets to a point. It's just, you know, it's things that get cliche. Like, oh, the coach is, he's no longer going to be calling the plays. It's like what the Giants just pulled, making Jackson Dart the starter. You and I said this back in August. We were up doing the show at Hooters. You know he's going to be playing, so why don't you give Jackson Dart 5 more starts in the NFL? What's he going to learn from watching Russell Wilson? Right? I mean, so, and Russ had a
great – how to throw interceptions?
Yeah, he had a great game against the Cowboys until it wasn't. But now, so here we go. And Russell is a bigger brand. It's not like you had Gardner Minshew starting over. So, you know, Russell got a fair shake. But still, it was inevitable that Jackson Dart was going to be under center before Halloween.
No doubt about it. Here's Brian Callahan, by the way, on why he decided to relinquish play-calling duties.
It's a pretty easy thing to do when it comes to trying to help the football team win and do the best thing for, you know, what the job is. I got hired to be the head coach, you know, and part of that process was being involved on offense. But my job is to be the head coach of the football team. And I think that this allows me to do that job a little bit better, pay more attention to some things that might require my attention and be more present. So all those things are normal. I think it's all part of, you know, where we're at. We're 0-3, and so we're trying to get better.
Everybody thinks it's easy. I will tell you guys, Nick Sirianni did this. Eagles won the Super Bowl. It works in many cases if you have a really good team and you're not paying attention to the small details. But when you're a bad team and he's going, we're not getting any better, I need to focus on how we can do this around the entire picture, the whole picture. Right. Mike, I think it's a good decision. I just don't know if Brian Kelly will be there when they get good.
It's a good example. It was back in 22. That's when Sirianni handed it over to Shane Steichen. Then Shane Steichen is able to bankroll that to get the Colts job.
Yeah, and he's done a great job. Look, the Colts have punted one time. Once. In 3 weeks?
Right. Daniel Jones, the only thing he didn't do last week was run for a touchdown. He's been able to scramble for a touchdown in his first two games. But, yeah, all of a sudden it's like a guy, and for those who are younger, Jim Plunkett was a guy that was a first-round pick. He was horrible with New England, goes to the Raiders and, you know, wins two Super Bowls. It can happen. You know, Joe Theismann had to go to Canada. Warren Moon had to go to Canada.
That's right.
Before they got their crack. But in the case of Daniel Jones, I mean, his brand was absolute after leaving the Giants. And all of a sudden, now look at this. I mean, and it really makes Anthony Richardson look like, whoa, dude, you really are not that good yet.
No, he's not. Micah Parsons talking about going back to Dallas on Sunday night. Boy, this is going to be fun.
Says it's going to be painful to see.
Here's the deal. It's going to be fun from the standpoint, Mike, I think, of just an intriguing matchup, Packers and Cowboys.
Right.
But the interesting part about this is how many sacks does Micah Parsons get? And this is what he said about going up against his former quarterback, who, by the way, was a mentor for him while he was in Dallas.
You know, it's going to be painful. You know what I mean? Dak's my guy. You know, he was always like a good mentor for me. But you know what it is. I always told him if I ever faced him that, you know, it'll be a great matchup. So I'm excited to see what Sunday brings yourself.
Two or more, over or under. Two sacks for Micah Parsons on Sunday.
You know what? He's still banging that back. I'll say one. I'll give you one. So basically, so if he does get Dak on the ground or there's contact after the throw.
I think Dak Prescott had the better year.
It's Dak. Dak.
He sounds like he's British.
I think Dak Prescott had the better year.
To me, I always, it's like Lewis Hamilton talking NFL. I feel Dak Prescott had a better year. What? But no, so when he sacks him and he stands over him, it's going to be like you and me when our dad was were spankers. It's going to hurt me a lot more. It's going to hurt you.
Yeah, no doubt. Yes. Dak's looking up at him. Oh, man, I can't wait.
To Michael this spring.
It's Micah, Jerry.
Yeah, just a lot of stuff going on.
And one thing with all those young receivers that they added more with the Packers is the same thing we talked about, you know, the vertical passing game. Could you see, you know, a big, big day, right, for Jordan Love throwing the football vertical?
Well, Cowboys have given up the most explosive plays of anybody in the league, Mike, so it's there to be had. We are going to see what happens, but that part of it, every camera, they're going to have every camera angle on Micah Parsons, his facial expressions, Dak, Jerry, all Sunday
right.
night.
And you just lost to Cleveland because guess what? Myles Garrett got after that butt. You could use somebody like Myles. Oh, that's right. Now he's on the Packers.
He's gone.
Right.
Hey, man, we talked about this when it went down. It's Dukes and Bell's 4th-and-1, guys, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedicalCenters.com. We're live at Flyer Branch in the Ticketmaster Studios. Raheem Morris, our head football coach of the Falcons, is going to join us here shortly. But we talked about this when it went down, and that was the draft with Shedeur Sanders. I told you guys after the draft that he turned down numerous teams that had called, wanted to take him, and he was like, nah, I'm good. Well, his dad was asked about why he didn't want the Ravens. This is Dion talking about Shedeur, who is still, by the way, with the Browns.
I played for Baltimore, so me and Ozzie are cool. So we understood that whole conversation, and he wanted to talk to Shedeur as well as he wanted to talk to me. And I put Shedeur on the phone, and Shedeur, I don't want to say how it went, but how in the world can somebody fault him for saying or thinking, why in the world would I go back up Lamar for 10 more years? I've never sat on the bench and said, well, I learned a lot today.
Well, it's the same conversation you and I were just having about, you know, all these young quarterbacks like Jackson Dart. Yeah, I mean, he's in a tough spot. It's going to require a bunch of injuries for him to get there. You and I still believe that this guy can have success in the NFL. I would love
Or a trade.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. And maybe that happens in the offseason, or I don't know. Or maybe he gets a chance to get on the field and show what he can do on a Sunday, not preseason.
Sure.
But it's just, like I said, it's this debate, there's no way to prove. People, their agendas, who didn't want to see him drafted, okay, I get that. Paying for the sins of his dad. His dad hasn't done anything wrong. He's playing the system right now, right? So where does this go? But I don't. Who would blame him? That's how anybody could say that's selfish or Dion sabotaged it. No, why am I going to go somewhere for a guy who's making $250 million is never coming off the field?
No, he's not. The point, too, guys, is that he could have been easily a first-round pick, is what we're telling you. He could have been a second-round pick. Teams called. I told you about Seattle, and he was like, I'm not a Northwest dude.
Right. Now, that's on them. That's on Team Sanders if you did do that thing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're saying that happened.
But the Ravens call and go, hey, we want to take you. And you're like, I don't want to back up Lamar. That's the stuff that happened that we discussed. It wasn't this big plotter scheme by the NFL to keep him down or whatever people thought.
Right.
Either way.
I mean, if Miami called, sure, I'll go. I'm one play away from being the starter of Miami.
Different deal. And right? You don't think Dad was sitting there going, that might be a good decision.
Right.
All right, we're coming back. And think about the Brown situation, by the way. Remember, that's why everybody thought he was going to get picked by them early. And then the Flacco thing and, you know, Deshaun's done. It's crazy. We'll see how it plays out. But when we come back, Mike talked about Zach Robinson speaking today. We're going to let you hear a few of the things our offensive coordinator had to say next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.